For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. For my hope is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock. My refuge is God. Trust in Him in all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love, for you will render to man according to his work. The words of Psalm 62, which feels like tremendous good news, all the way up until the very last words, the very last line, which might give you, Lutheran, you, Protestant Christian, you, Christian who trusts in Jesus, in grace, in the forgiveness of sins, a bit of pause. As the end of the verse says, that God will render to a man according to his work, according to his deeds, according to what he has done or left undone, according to every single most miserable thought, word, and deed, kept up a whole life long storing, what? Fire? And this is where then it is ever so important that we enter the Psalms, the book of the Psalter, through not me, not you, but who Jesus is and what Jesus has done. That we know with clarity, as the New Testament teaches, that God will, in fact, judge impartially on the last day, and all who would stand there and say, "Good Lord, give me what I have earned. Have I not done this for you? Have I not done that?" will find out their pride has far outrun their actual life. And yet there is another man who also on that day will have rendered to him from God exactly according to his work. And that man is neither you nor me. It is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And that which he has earned, that which God will render to him, is you. You for whom He endured the cross, you for whom He atoned with His own blood, you for whom He became salvation, a rock, a fortress. O my soul, wait in silence, knowing with full assurance that God has spoken and that to Him belongs steadfast love. Focused through Jesus on you. For all of time, His time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.